This is 90.1 KCBX, public radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. A recent hardline speech on immigration by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is cause for concern among influential Latinos who had previously shown support for the candidate. Trump made his comments back on Wednesday in Phoenix after meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto earlier that day. The candidate reinforced his plan to deport the millions of immigrants who are in the country illegally and focused on those who commit crimes, saying he'd enforce a zero-tolerance policy. Meanwhile, a poll taken at the end of August shows Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton doing far better with Hispanics than Trump. The survey, done by polling firm Latino Decisions, shows Clinton with 70% support over Trump's 19%. KCBX reporter Giovanni Jimenez-Garcia spoke with immigrants living here on the Central Coast to get a sense of where support stands for the presidential candidates within local Hispanic communities. We should note these comments were made prior to Trump's controversial speech.
I guess it's like anybody but Trump.
That's Alfredo Murillo. He became a citizen a couple years ago and says this will be the first election in which he gets to vote. He supports former Secretary of State and Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton because he doesn't like what he's heard Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump say.
The way he stands or like how he expresses himself isn't really like a form of someone that could lead the country, you get me?
Murillo is not alone in his sentiment about Donald Trump. Consistently, polls show Clinton doing much better among Latinos and Hispanics. However, not all the people we spoke with are persuaded to vote for either of the major party candidates. Mirna Ortiz is from Monterrey. She has voted in numerous elections since she became a citizen in 1992, but says she isn't content with the candidates for the upcoming presidential election.
I'm a little disappointed on how things have turned out for the Republicans and the Democrats, and I'm not very happy with the options.
Ortiz says she hasn't decided yet what she'll do on election day. Eulalia Gutierrez became a citizen last year and now lives in San Luis Obispo. She says that some Latino voters are turning to Hillary Clinton, even if they aren't completely convinced.
A lot of Latinos don't like Trump, like that's the reality. So in order for him not to win, Latinos like the other party who is against it. So they go more towards Hillary, even if she's not the best candidate and like it wasn't their first option.
Gutierrez says she's one of those and doesn't think it's realistic to vote for a third-party candidate.
Everyone's going towards a Democrat or the Republican. Like, that's how it usually is. And even if I vote for another party, like, the chances of them winning are lower than the two big parties.
There are also Latino voters who say they won't be voting altogether. Francisco Granados from Guadalupe in Santa Barbara County says this is the second election he can participate in, but he will not be voting for any candidate because he's frustrated with the things he's seen and heard.
There's just too much gossip, a lot of political corruption and lies in the media. There are many reasons why I don't support any candidates.
Ortiz says Trump has more work to do in order to attract Latino voters, but doesn't believe there's much he can do so late into the campaign, especially given his previous comments.
He's crazy and he just says things without thinking or even without really considering the consequences. Now that he's starting to strengthen his campaign, he's not really going to get much of the Latino support.
During campaign appearances, Donald Trump says he is popular with Hispanic voters, but we were unable to confirm that here on the Central Coast. We reached out on several occasions to local Republican Party offices in Monterrey, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara counties. Those offices either didn't get back to us or did, but were never able to provide somebody willing to share their views in support of the GOP presidential candidate. Giovanni Jimenez-Garcia, KCBX News.